so you know what to do to your neighbor. Good morning, you beautiful child of God. Good morning, you beautiful child of God. I got lots of warm up on that last weekend. I got to go be with grandchildren, and they help you remember that you're really that beautiful child of God. And then I got home, and I sat down in front of the television. And I noticed after a while, I got into fix-it mode. You know, I was very aware of things that needed fixing. Okay, and it kind of started with the political system. Okay. And then it went to the news that was reporting the political system. And then the farther I got into fix-it, the more I noticed I became aware of people in my life that a little fixin' wouldn't hurt. Now, I don't know if you have anybody like that in your life, but if they're not in your family, go to work. Yeah. Okay. So there were folks that a little fixing, and then the only problem with that was I remembered this particular teaching from Jesus, and I'll share it with you. I don't particularly like it, but I'll share it. It goes something like, why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? You hypocrite. Not me. First take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Which only brings us back to fixing us. Okay, so, and lots of us, we work at that very diligently. We've, you know, most of you are self-help addicts. Okay, so we're going to do it. We're going to find some way to fix ourselves. And then a friend called and reminded me of a teaching I'd heard many years ago. And I remember how it touched my heart at the time, and I'd forgotten it over the years. Though the truth is, I've heard that teaching from many teachers again and again. But I like the way this one put it. He said, you will wake up and know you don't need fixing.
Amen.
Okay. You will wake up and know you don't need fixing. He said, there's an alignment. That's all that's needed. There's an alignment. That's all that's needed. Simple teaching. You will wake up and know you don't need fixing. The fixing, I'll say it the way he said it. There's an alignment. That's all that's needed. And then he goes on and gives what to me is a beautiful insight to that alignment. He says, it's a time shift into silk and a field environment of love. What a place. It's a time shift into silk and a field environment of love. What a place to enter into that alignment. And when my friend brought that, the memory of this to me, I recalled a lady sharing an experience with me. Now, this is back at the time when I was working for the Institute of Heart Math, and I was doing a training, and there was a lady there who had come a long distance to be there, and this was her second type of experience in this, and she said, well, I want to share something with you. She said, I am the queen of road rage. And I found that kind of interesting. But she went on and said, I have to drive to work every day. And when I hit that highway, I know everyone is out to get me. She says, and I spend that trip shouting at them, cursing them, yelling at them, wishing I was able to get them out of the way with my car. Then she said, when I get to work, I'm exhausted and irritated, and it tends to come out on everybody around me. And she said, I'm telling you this because that was my experience. And then something happened. And before I came here, I drove on that highway without being angry at anyone. And she said, when I got to work, the people were surprised by who showed up. And I found that fascinating, because what she shared with us was an experience of alignment. Okay, of alignment. Now, the way that she did that was she began, when she got in the car, as she was approaching the highway, and as she'd get on that highway, she was committed to experience appreciation. So she'd start by where she was driving. Now, I happen to remember having driven the highway that she's, and it's a gorgeous highway. It goes through beautiful mountains and ocean views. It's an exquisite place. So it's not a hard thing to do if you know to do it. But she got on that highway, and so she would focus on appreciating the beauty that was around. And when she thought about the job and the people between her and the job, she went to appreciating that she had a job. And now I've got to tell you, it's not that she did this one day and was never angry again. But what happened was she began using appreciation for alignment. And as she did that, day after day, it changed. And she was in a different world after years of road rage. It's a time shift into silk and a field environment of love. That touch a little bit that different world she entered into. Now that teaching of alignment comes from all the great teachers. The simple one that I go back to with Jesus, because it just shows up again and again as we seek to do this, is his response when everybody was getting involved with and worrying about what they were going to do and taking care of everything and basically trying to fix their lives so that everything was taken care of. And his response was, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. So he's not teaching fixing. Alignment. And of course, he told us how to do that. Love one another. Okay, very simple. And when I look at the lady's experience in with the driving, appreciation's a part of love, isn't it? Yes. She actually began to find a way to love the world that she was in. Alignment. Now, there's another teacher that, as you know, I go to often, because the experience of alignment and attunement to life is so exquisite in the teachings of Lao Tzu and the beautiful Tao Te Ching. And so he's talking here about an experience of one that we would call a master, somebody who has mastered the experience of life itself. And he says, she is centered in the Tao. She who is centered in the Tao can go where she wishes without danger. She perceives the universal harmony even amid great pain, because she has found peace in her heart. Alignment. She who is centered in the Tao can go where she wishes without danger. The world, the drivers, the others are not out to get her. She perceives the universal harmony. What a change of perception. To perceive the universal harmony. Not the universal disorder and what's wrong universally with you or me. Perceives the universal harmony even amidst great pain. And there's part of the power of it. It's not looking at the world and not recognizing that there's a lot of pain and difficulty there. There is. There are people in great places of struggle. There is that experience of life where one touches pain and sees that around. But she sees the universal harmony even amid great pain, because she has found peace in her heart. How did she get to alignment? Peace in her heart centers her in the Tao, seeking the kingdom. And we know that's that connection to that awareness of the presence of God, that peace, that the Tao. So we have the one lady who did the worked with the experience in terms of her road rage, and her way was appreciation, that part of love. Peace is also a part of the love. Finding that center within the self, that center of spiritual connection, is the experience of love. So each one brings back to alignment. You will wake up and find you don't need fixing. There's an alignment. That's all that's needed. Now I have to share with you another teacher. This is truly one of the great teachers in my life, even though she's only 18 months old. And I noticed that she had hit a point in her world that needed some fixing. And I was very impressed by what she knew to do. She just walked over to where I was and reached up and took my finger and led me over into her world to sit down and be there so it would be okay. And I sat down and it was okay. Okay, she knew how to take a line, how to do that alignment. Every now and then, you just got to reach up and know there's a finger there to hang on to of somebody that loves you. Okay, it's there. It was. And it's always there because you're always loved. You're a beloved child of God. Now, some of us got some other messages, you know, some junk along the way said, oh, you're a sinful being, or you never get it right, or you screwed up again. I was trying to think of the term that I could say here that describes that. We'll just call it false. I don't want to get too colorful. It is not true. You are not and never have been any of that. You are a beloved child of God. That love is just waiting for you to reach up and take a hold of it. Or actually, you know how you do that. You reach in and take a hold of it, because that's where it is. And it's always there. Always. It can't leave you. Yes. Because it's who you really are. Always there. so simple. You will wake up and know you don't need fixing. Not now, not ever. You know, the great relief of that is neither does anybody else. There's an alignment that's all that's needed. A time shift into silk. Can you feel it? Time shift into silk and a field environment of love. That's what's real. Bless you.